Hey everyone, welcome back to another episode of the show. I'm John Swicky, and we've got quite a bit to talk about today. Big week. We got a couple of creative tools. We got some OpenAI updates. We got a couple of things from Google and a cool little project from Figma as well. Okay, so first up, I wanted to get into kind of one of the more interesting things I think of the week that kind of caught my eye that wasn't just a ChatGPT update. This is called the TextFX project from Google, and it is a series of tools. Well, I'll read the tagline. AI-powered tools for rappers, writers, and wordsmiths. We got a little video here. So TextFX is an AI experiment that uses Google's Palm 2 language model. These 10 tools are designed to expand the writing process by generating creative possibilities with text and language. So it looks like there's a bunch of tools that we can play with, and let's dive in here and see what we got here. All right, we got simile, explode, unexpected, alliteration, acronym, fuse, scene, unfold. Huh. All right, this looks pretty cool. So let's do. Which one should we do here? Let's do chain. Let's turn that temperature up nice and high. And then let's just do pizza. If I could type tonight. All right. So let's hit view all. Pizza, crust, dough, flower, seed, tree, forest, treehouse. Okay, cool. Pizza dough, baker shop, street corner, table, fork. All right. Let's do alliteration, or maybe turn the temperature down a little bit. We're gonna do cats though. Oh, I have picked words starting with an A. Tally cat, alopecia, angor cat. Oh my god, this is wild. How I can look under the hood. All right. I just kind of came across this tonight, so this is my first time playing with it this week. So, all right, wait, I want to do one more. Let's, if you guys are okay with that, let's do one more today. All right. Let's do explode. Break a word into similar sounding phrases. All right, there's some little placeholder text here. Let's try one of their examples. Organize, or a nice tie, a necktie that is either decorative or utilitarian. Our eyes in, or an eyes, or a nose, or is nice. Oh man, that's cool. All right, we'll make sure we include a link for this. We include a link in the show notes. Click just a little intro video too for you guys to check out. This is cool. So that's TextFX, the TextFX project from Google. And looks like the rapper Lupe Fiasco helped with this too. So it looks like he's got a couple of videos going along with as well. That was fun. I want to keep playing around with it, but we'll keep moving today. All right, next up, we've got kind of another one for you guys to check out. If you're listening, definitely worth clicking on the show notes. It's a project from Google's DeepMind. It's just called Visualizing AI. And it's artists created images and animations about AI. And they're just kind of published for free. And, you know, there's kind of a write-up about the project, but you can kind of just see these kind of different creations. And let's see, we can click on, there's an unsplash page here that has some of this artwork. I think it's cool. You know, I think it's something cool to check out. Very visual, obviously. So it's hard if you're listening. So, but for you guys watching, you know, it's just kind of a cool project, something different. So, looks like 13 different artists made 100 pieces of art based on AI. So, all right. Sorry, I caught watching this video. Fun stuff. Shout out to the fun stuff today. So, visualizing AI from Google's DeepMind. All right, so let's get into some tools. So, if you haven't used it before, Figma is a design kind of prototyping tool, and they also have a whiteboard software called FigJam, and they just released a plugin called Jambot, which basically brings ChatGPT inside of your whiteboards. So I thought this was pretty neat. They have an example here of like, you know, summarize, rewrite this, you know, some of those basic prompts that you would want that you could see using inside of a whiteboard. But yeah, I thought this is cool. It's a really cool way to get some maybe multiplayer, you know, ideation going on and utilizing some of these tools with a team or a small group. I installed it in my free FigJam account, so I don't think there's any limits at the moment right now. So if you're a user, I'd say go around and play around with it. If not, it's a fun little app. I know there's a dozen whiteboard apps out there that, you know, all feel like they do the same thing, but I would definitely recommend checking it out. And just, yeah, like, it's just a lot of fun to use. I often want to find a reason to get back in there. So check it out, FigJam, Jambot. All right, we won't go too deep into this because there's another video on that this week. And so if you want to check it out, I'll over on the channel. But big news this week. So Meta, Facebook launched Code Llama. It's their model that's tuned for code writing. And up what we have here is Perplexity Labs has a playground. So you don't have to worry about running the model on your own because it is an open sourced situation. So we did a video earlier in the week. So check that out and definitely start playing around with it if you're writing some code. You know, pretty solid for, you know, free open source model. And it's a good time. All right. So finally, the big news of the week, OpenAI released an update to their API. It now allows you to do some fine tuning to ChatGPT 3.5 Turbo. Now, I know that is, you know, for those of you who aren't running your own apps yet, this allows you to basically better mold the model, I would say, for your use cases. So, we got a little step guide here we can go through. So, fine-tuning steps, right? So, you prepare your data. Let's see. So, you kind of create a file with some setups, I guess. And then you upload the file, and then you create a fine-tuning job. And then that fine-tuning job, it basically trains on the file. And then you switch to the fine-tuned model. That seems painfully easy. And I'm not sure how this price range rates the API already. I kind of forgot how much that costs. It's this small of an amount. Okay, so for example, a GPT 3.5 Turbo fine-tuning job with a training file of 100,000 tokens that is trained for 3 Epcots? Epcots? You'd have an expected cost of $2.40. So to train on some data is relatively accessible for everybody at $2.40 there. So that's pretty cool. I'd like to see more like examples on how to prepare your data. So let's see if the API has any documentation. And again, for those who are developers or care about APIs, basically this means that the apps that probably are using the OpenAI API will start to either become more efficient, a little more quicker, because then they can kind of train on their data and it can kind of come to those answers maybe a little bit better. But again, from my understanding, but okay, so we got more training examples here. Yeah, I want to see if I can find something. It's a little more real worldy than this, but it sets the stage at least. So, you know, I think this will be kind of a significant update. I think we'll see a lot of people putting out updated materials. And oh wait, here we go. Love a good list. All right, so fine tuning lets you get more out of the models available through the API by providing higher quality results than prompting. Okay, cool. Ability to train more examples that can fit in a prompt. Awesome. Token savings due to shorter prompts, lower the cost, okay, and then lower latency requests. So, feels like a win all around for everybody. So, this just came out this week. I'm sure we'll start to hear more about this in the coming weeks. So that is the fine-tuning API from ChatGPT. Or not Chat, OpenAI, sorry. And I think that might do it for us this week. So we'll include links for everything. You know, check out TextFX, check out the AI artwork. I thought that was cool. You know, get some fig jams up and running with the jam bot and be on the lookout for some fine-tuning stuff. So thanks, everybody. And have fun this week, and we'll see you next time. And thanks for taking the time.